Blog Talk Radio.
Opinions stated by various contributors to Faces of Success Radio and its radio programs are not to be considered as endorsed by Faces of Success Radio. Visitors are urged to use their own discernment to draw their own conclusions. All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained with the website. Any services or products provided by Faces of Success Radio and its host contributors should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not construing the data, products, and/or services as factual. And as always, we thank you for listening.
Well, hello. Do we have Ms. Dawn Nowell in the studio?
Yes, this is she. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, this is Dawn. Good. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. We can start the interview by you can introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dawn Nowell, originally from Philadelphia and New York, and now I live in Los Angeles. And I am an actor and producer, and I started out as a dancer, and yeah, that's who I am. I mean, there's a lot more to me, but I mean.
And what age did you start out?
What age? I was 3 years old. Ever since my parents put me in dance class when I was a little kid. So that's basically show business and the industry is all I really know. I did a lot of print modeling when I was a kid and commercials and films. So I've been doing this my whole life.
And who inspired you to, I mean, what you just woke up one day and just said, this is what I want to do, or how, what inspired you to go into the entertainment world?
Well, I think I'm an old soul, so I knew as a child, you know, that my purpose here on in this lifetime was to perform and to have people walk away feeling something different. You know, I was one of the, you know, the black sheep in the family, and I always had a need to express myself and to teach people and show them a different perspective. So it wasn't necessarily that anyone inspired me. I just knew from a young age, and, you know, it had nothing to do with attention, but bringing awareness to open people's eyes in a way and to do it through performing.
Okay. And in performing, who have you had the pleasure of performing with?
Well, I started out dancing. So I started out as a classical dancer, you know, dancing with Ballet Hispanico and, you know, the Metropolitan and the New York City Opera. And, you know, living in New York is expensive. So I then transitioned to the Broadway community. So I did Lion King and In the Heights and Fame. And then I started touring with Madonna and J-Lo. But in that time, I knew that I would at some point make a transition to acting. So, you know, I've been acting since I was a kid, but dance was my, you know, my primary focus. So while I was performing on Broadway, I was constantly in acting class. I was constantly doing independent films on my downtime so that I can build my footage, build my reel, so that when I came to LA, I had something to present. So it was like doing double duty at that time. And then, you know, the body can only take so much. And I knew that I would transition, that there was another purpose for me as an actor. And then I moved to L.A. and I've been working, and now I'm producing. And, yeah, you know, yeah.
Congratulations.
So one transition to the other.
How was it for you working with Madonna? What was that like for you?
Oh, gosh. It was definitely a huge highlight in my life. I mean, I got to travel the world. I loved working with her. I mean, her work ethic is just beyond any other artist that I've worked with. you know, she's tough, but she's funny. I mean, she's been around forever, so I definitely respect her. So I loved working with her, you know. So, yeah, it was amazing. I remember Slane Castle in Ireland, and we were performing outside, and there was 175,000 people. That rush and adrenaline so amazing. And it was raining, but the show must go on. But that was pretty awesome to experience huge crowds like that. Gratification.
I would have passed out. 175,000 people. I would have been like, whoa.
Jesus, look out.
I mean, you know, so what was it like when you actually walked out there and you was like, I mean, how did you respond to that?
Well, you know, you just stay in the moment. You know, I don't really, I see that they're out there, but because I've done so much theater, I don't tend to break that fourth wall. So, I mean, I acknowledge that they're out there, but, you know, you just got to kind of stay in the moment, because if you get wrapped up in what's out there, you know, you're not paying attention to your partner dancing, you might, you know, fall, or, you know, you can't get wrapped up with what's out there. You got to stay focused on what's actually happening in the moment, if that makes sense.
We can't leave J-Lo out. So how was it when you were working with J-Lo?
It was cool. You know, we did like spot dates for her Spanish album, Que Hiciste. And we mostly did like Europe and, you know, a lot of TV shows. It was like, I think it might have been her only Spanish album, but that was cool. Like every show we had different outfits and costumes. We never knew what we were about to wear. Different, a little different experience. It was a very smaller crew. There was only four dancers, as opposed to Madonna having a huge, huge production with sets and all that stuff. This was a little smaller of a production, but it was cool. You know, she's cool. She's a girl from New York, but you know, there's nothing like going on tour with Madonna. Sorry.
Yeah. What was one of your greatest challenges?
With what, as a dancer or as an actor?
As an actor.
As an actor. This is the truth now. I think a challenge for me is I came to L.A. very prepared. I have an amazing work ethic, Broadway credits, independent film credits, and L.A. just doesn't care about it in a way. You know, it's like, how old are you? And, you know, are you a reality star? How many TV credits do you have? You know, so the challenge is like, oh my goodness, I did all this work and I'm so respected in New York. And then I come to LA and it's I'm a big fish, no, a small fish in a big pond. And it's just a little bit different. They don't really care about the talent that you have sometimes, which is frustrating for me as an actor. And I have to fight so much harder to even get in the room to audition. And half the time, you know, that's not going to stop me, but half the time, that's why I create my own work. I start producing my own work and I put myself in it. And I promote myself and I do PR for myself. Because if I don't do it, who else is going to do it? You know, I know how talented I am and I know the gift that I have to share. So that's kind of challenging to me. You know, they put you in a box.
Yeah, I could imagine even coming from New York and, you know, currently residing in the Los Angeles area, I know the competition has to be off the hook, you know, all across the board. When you did auditions, was that very difficult for you? Or, I mean, was your confidence level where it should be? Or
I don't have a problem auditioning. I mean, I've been auditioning my whole life. I'm good. I'm fine with rejection. And you know, you can't take that personal because sometimes you're not the right height. Sometimes you look too much like the other co-star that's on the show. I don't take that personal. You know, sometimes they're looking for a certain, and then sometimes they change it. Oh, you know what? We want a guy instead of a woman. You know, so I don't take that personal, the audition process. My confidence is is fine. I don't ever get nervous. If I can perform in front of 175,000 people, I'm okay auditioning for two or three people in the room. You know what I mean?
I guess so. Is there anybody dead or alive that you wish you can perform with and have not yet met that goal at this point?
No, I can't say that. I don't have a goal per se to perform with anybody in particular. I mean, I look up to people. I think the only person I think I would love to meet would be like Sade, but she doesn't really have performers. But I don't really have any. No. I mean, I'm just happy to work, period, as long as the work is good.
So have you had the opportunity to go overseas?
As a dancer, yes. Yeah, I've traveled the world with Madonna.
Okay. Well, I mean, you kind of dibbed and dabbed in a little bit of everything. And, I mean, just, you know, looking at your bio, you know, 22 years, you know, for the L.A. Movie Awards. I mean, you know, the best actress. I mean, that's one heck of a compliment there. That, you know, that kind of speaks for itself. How did you feel when you reached that point?
Well, you know, I started this project on 22 years, probably around two and a half years ago. I conceived the story and, you know, I put a great team together. I star in it. I produced all of it. I'm still constantly working on it. We were in so many festivals, we've had so many nominations. We won Best Short Film in so many places. And I think I won Best Actress. Probably I'm up to like six or seven in a lot of these festivals. And, you know, the listeners can follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, 22 years. And I think the biggest achievement was getting nominated for an Imagen Award, which is like the Golden Globes for Latin people. And, oh, it was just beautiful. It was so amazing. That was the highlight for me with this film, with the film getting nominated. Yeah, it feels amazing to go to so many different festivals, whether it's a Black festival, a Latin festival, you know, a regular festival, a female festival, and just be acknowledged for my work, and it has nothing to do with ethnicity or anything. You know, it's just like, wow, Dawn did a great job. So that feels good to me that the festivals never put me in a box, you know. Yeah.
And All My Children used to be one of my favorite soap operas. And I mean, I missed two in it, but what year did you participate on that show?
Well, I don't even remember. It was back when I was in New York. It was a really small part. Every once in a while, they'd call me to do like a really small part. So I don't even remember, actually. Kind of forgot about it.
Coming up being, you know, an entrepreneur, you know, in the game and having, I'm sure you have a lot of friends, both male and females. How did your female friends respond to you once you reached a certain level in the game? I mean, did you experience, you know, jealousy and envy, you know, over the years, or were they pretty supportive?
Oh, no. I wouldn't have friends like that in my life. The friends I have in my life, I can count on one hand. I have a lot of associates, and I don't know how they feel about it, but my friends are the most supportive, and likewise, I am very supportive of them. If they have an audition, I will help them with their audition. Yeah, there's, you know, you get to a point of maturity and, you know, it's like I scratch your back, you scratch mine. And I always pay it forward. I'm never jealous of anyone, ever, ever, ever. There's never been a competition for me. It's
a very good thing to be able to say. I mean, I've seen a lot of people lose a lot of great people in their lives because either one They let their career go to their head and forgot where they came from, or two, the friends that they had were just bad choices. And so, I mean, with that being said, for you to be able to say that you've had full support throughout your career and you never had anybody that was negative, that's a blessing, because that's not too many people can say that.
They would be gone.
So.
They would be gone. Because I, you know, I support them. They support me. I want my friends to get the job. You know, whatever's meant for us is meant for us. You know what I mean? And and half the time we're not even the same type. So it doesn't even matter. You know, it's no. I don't engage in any of that negativity at all. Not at all. And my friends have been my friends for 20 years.
And that's probably why you went as far as you have, because you seem to be very, very focused, know what you want, know where you're going, you know, just looking at all that you've done, the Lion King, and, I mean, you've been, you know, doing it, you know, so has there ever been a part in film that you wanted real, real bad and someone else got the spot?
Lord, making me think. I can't think off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, and do you have any bless you.
Sorry, I was sneezing. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry
about
that.
You're welcome. Do you have any regrets of anything that you've done so far?
Never. Never, never, never. I trust in God. I trust the universe. I believe everything, you know, I don't believe in regrets, because everything, there's no mistakes. They make us who we are. You know what I mean? Even if they feel like a mistake
now,
at the time.
Now, when it comes to the business part of your career, were you the one that handled everything, you know, your contracts, or did you have a manager, you know, or how was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, my mom pretty much handled that kind of stuff. She acted as my manager. And then as I got older, I have a different agent for different sections. I have a dance agent, which is separate than my commercial agent, which is separate from my theatrical agent, and then you have a manager. So depending on what the job was, if it was a dance job, then my dance agent takes care of the contracts and negotiating. If it's an acting job for film or TV, then the theatrical acting agent takes care of that, and so on and so forth. So for the most part, I have an agent that kind of handles all of that.
Okay. And for someone that was trying to book you, where would they go to, or what is the contact information for booking you?
Sure. Well, anybody can go to my website, which is dawn-noel.com. That's dawn-noel.com. And on the contact section, there's a list of my agents. Sometimes they can contact me directly. If it's a small independent project that I can handle by myself, if not, then you can contact one of my agents, you know, and that's listed on IMDb, which is, you know, a place where everybody can look up actors and stuff, or my website. So all the information is on social media and, you know, website and stuff like that.
And how would they reach you on social media?
On
Facebook.
This is
for the audience.
Yeah, for Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, it's Dawn Noel, D-A-W-N, and then N-O-E-L. I believe it's the same name on Twitter and Instagram. I think Instagram is like Dawn Noel Actor. You can just Google Dawn Noel, and then you can always find all my handles for social media.
So what is new for 2017? What is up and coming for Dawn Noel?
So there's a lot of stuff coming up, actually. A couple months ago, I finished a great, amazing short film called Trust Love. And then a couple weeks ago, I just filmed an independent pilot called Undercover, and it stars Ken Young, Glover, Tom Sizemore, Weston Cage, who is Nicolas Cage's son. So that should be finishing up post-production probably in a couple weeks. I'm going to Atlanta next month for a web series called Twisted Minds. And it's great because I met these filmmakers at the Charlotte, North Carolina Film Festival, and they loved my acting, so they want to fly me out. So it pays to go to some of these film festivals because people see me as a producer and an actor, and then I get work from it. And then I think 22 years is still riding out. It's still going to festivals, and we got a couple distribution deals. And then the biggest one, which we're getting off the ground, is Project Abaddon. It's a sci-fi, and if I can tell you a little bit about it, it's a journey, not a destination, that takes our diverse crew of misfits that feels like the Magnificent Seven meets Battlestar Galactica meets Indiana Jones with the drama of 24 thrown in for good measure. So it's a really cool, and there's a trailer for it, and if you want to go to projectabaddon.com, you can see this great sci-fi trailer that we did about a year ago that we filmed, and we'll be starting an Indiegogo page for that soon. And then I have three feature films that I'm trying to that I will produce and get off the ground. So I think this is going to be a great year for me, and I'm really excited because I put the work in. That's all I do is I work. You know, so I put the work in, and it's going to come back, and I'm excited for this year coming up. Seems like there's a lot of cool stuff
coming. So, when you dance, have you ever, been a background dancer for, any group of people, or when I don't know what your role you played actually when you were with Madonna and Jennifer Lopez. I mean, you did feature as a dancer. So then, yes, you do that. So, outside of them, I mean, are you booking yourself all the time for as a dancer, or are you more leaning towards, film?
Yeah, I'm not really dancing so much anymore. Not that I can't, but, it's here in L.A., the auditions, there's like 500 girls. It's almost like let's throw spaghetti against the wall and let's see what sticks instead of them being very specific on what exactly they're looking for. So I'm not really focused anymore as a dancer. Of course, I still can. But I'm more focused on producing my own work as an actor and as a producer with film and working as an actor. It's time. I'm okay letting go being a dancer. I fulfilled every genre that can possibly be. So, but if something came up,
if there
was
someone that that is young coming up, trying to come into the entertainment scene, what would be your advice to them?
As a dancer or as an actor? Very different advice.
Either or.
Well, I'd say, study. Always take class. Stay involved in your art form. Because the minute you think you know everything is the minute you know nothing. As an actor, I'm constantly in class. I'm constantly learning. Always. Even as a dancer. And I think diversity is just being having a tool belt. Like for Madonna, I remember auditioning and we had to do tango, we had to do salsa, we had to do hip hop. I had to do aerial work, almost like trapeze. So always just be prepared. Then if you're going to audition for a Broadway show, you have to know how to sing. You just got to know how to do everything. So always be in a class, constantly keep learning, research, watch movies. Just surround yourself with artists. If you're a dancer, surround yourself in that world. If you're an actor, surround yourself with actors. Constantly play and work on scenes and, dissect movies and you know, all of that. Just constantly stay involved in your craft and constantly learn. I can say that. You know, that's the advice I'd give. Nothing comes easy. I mean, I've said this before. If you want to be rich, you know, go be a doctor or a lawyer. And if you want to be famous, be a reality star. But if you really have a passion for the arts to express yourself, you can do a play anywhere in Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to get really clear of why you're doing what you're doing, if it's your passion, and then really go after it. And there is, like Denzel said, there is no plan B.
Well, that was very well said. I mean, when I listen to you, you're just so powerful in the way that you think. I mean, and you don't meet a lot of people that, you know, that just talk like that all the time. But, I really love your...
Can't hear you.
Kind of lost you.
Hello? Hello?